Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Rocket to the door.
What?
You got another thing coming.
I just have always preferred the white.
I wish I could have more white things. The color white to me just always works.
You mix in a black.
I'm asking where the white power ranking
is. Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right there. I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist. My mom is adorably racist. That's what the color guy was saying.
Heavy long. And I mean that.
Do you?
It's chicken.
It is.
I didn't know if it sounded sincere or not.
I'm always sincere.
As you sigh.
Sometimes it's not nice to have them along. And I'll tell them that.
You have said a time or two that you don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Listen, don't listen. I don't care.
I don't give a rip. Why would I care? You know what I'm saying? You may think I'd care.
One would think.
But I don't.
You're like that old, crusty veteran at this point. You're like,
you
whatever.
You do you.
R. You do you, boo.
That's right.
You and Mike Francesa.
Ah. What's going on?
Yeah, evil Jason Quick.
So we had a plane crash today.
Yeah.
This one was,
not good.
Boy,
someone lived though.
Yes, you didn't see this.
I didn't see that someone lived. I
Dude.
Just there was like 235 people on board. And they said over 200 dead. I assumed when the big ball of flame.
Let me give you the stats. Okay.
Yeah. Doctor.
Okay. So here's what happened. This was in India.
Mm-hmm.
They were headed to London. It's a Boeing Dreamliner.
Yeah, having a great run here, Boeing. The last couple years.
242 passengers, 12 crew. All of whom died except for one guy who walked out of the rubble.
Yeah. 11A now I'm seeing.
Oh, wait. Now you know that.
Well, I'm looking here.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in seat 11A. He has minor injuries. they are saying, so they've already talked to him at the hospital. Yeah. He walked out of the rubble, and he said all he saw was dead people. He was sitting right next to his brother on the flight, so his brother passed away. And I don't know if you've seen the video. The video is insane. It's fully on vid because it was right after takeoff. Yeah. They get up in the air a little bit, but then something goes wrong, and it just slowly glides down to the and hits this part of the medical school there has like a dorm for the doctors. It hit that. There's a picture where you can see the fin, or is that what they call it? The fin? The tail fin of the plane sticking out of this. So more people died on the ground. They're saying over 290 people in all died. But the fireball is insane. It's like from the movies.
That's why I'm shocked. I'm now like looking through this.
How did he live?
Well, and now I'm reading here. It says that when it hit, the exit door blew out, and he was in the exit row. And he said that's what they're saying that's what likely saved his life. I don't.
Yeah, know he why. Just had an escape route as opposed to every. But why did
I? If his brother died, that means like how did he? I don't know.
I would imagine impact killed a lot of people, right?
Yes. Well, that and the giant first you crash at several hundred miles an hour. This is what people don't like about plane crashes. Like, you think about what a 60-mile-an-hour car wreck looks like. Now take a plane doing a couple hundred miles an hour. Oh, and by the way, it's loaded with jet fuel. So whether the impact gets you or the giant explosion of fire, like, you don't walk away from that.
Yeah. I mean,
dude, that dude's like, that's like, what is that, the Samuel Jackson, Bruce Willis, M. Night Shyamalan movies. What is it? Bruce Willis is
like, Sixth Sense.
No, the one. It's a series of where Bruce Willis can't die, and Samuel Jackson is like Mr. Glass.
Unbroken.
I forget the name of it, but
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable. Yeah, like Bruce Willis cannot die. He's like this is like Marvel superhero stuff.
But here's the thing. This is what's weird about it. The people at the hospital said that there are no critical injuries. In other words, every body that was brought in there was either dead or had minor injuries. No in between.
What do you mean?
So they're saying that they're not treating anyone for critical injuries. Basically, everyone died, or if they didn't, they had minor injuries. It's so strange.
But only one guy lives, so everyone's dead. But
well, no, it hit into this. It hit in a very populated area.
Oh, you're saying okay.
So there are a bunch of people on the ground that had to go to the hospital, but they said they were either dead or minor injuries. And the same of the guy who. So everyone on the flight was dead except for one guy who had minor injuries. Dude, it's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
So how does somebody who is amongst 250 other people or so? They all die, whether it's smoke or impact.
Yeah. Or fire.
Right. Neither, or none of the three happens to him.
I don't know. Like, you just...
But you would think if someone was capable of surviving that, there would be others that would, too.
Yeah.
So what... Well, they're going to talk to him. They've already talked to him. Mm-hmm. He said what ended up happening was... All he remembers, so they think that he has post-traumatic amnesia.
I would imagine that's probably pretty chaotic.
And he said that, but he did say, what I remember is we had just taken off, everything was fine. About 30 seconds after takeoff, there was a really loud noise, and then we crashed. He said it happened so fast. Although when you're watching the video, it doesn't really happen all that fast.
No.
The plane glides down, like almost like it's re-landing, but it's landing over... houses.
And that's why I said, like, I was dead serious when I saw it when this morning when I clicked on it, I was like, oh my god, like they said disturbing images. I was like, ooh, this is gonna be gnarly, because the reason why the airplane is the scariest way to die is I can't imagine what that feels like. We've all been on a turbulent flight and you're fine, but imagine the turbulent flight when your plane is cartwheeling down. So when I watched that thing take off and then seeing it go down, like glide gently, I wonder if anyone on the plane really had an idea of what was going on.
Well, one, they can see out the window.
That's true.
Two, he said there was a loud noise. So I think there was probably some panic, but just, they hit so fast.
Yeah, and it's just but it seemed like such a casual thing. It's just like we're up, and then like, hey, are we going down? And then it's just it's over.
Yeah, not for him.
No, not for that guy. It just it is the least violent airplane crash I've ever seen in my entire life. It just it's like an old man going into a bath, except when you hit, it's you know it explodes.
This says the sole survivor of the Air India plane crash is in a not very critical condition. That's a weird way to say it. And could be released in the next couple of days.
Yeah, they've got him here, photos of him laying in bed, and he's got some scrapes and stuff on his face, but he is not...
He has some blood in the images, but he's not very badly injured. No. He is very comfortable and under strict observation, no issues. Asked what he recalled about the crash, he said he was possibly suffering post-traumatic amnesia. He said... He must have suffered that. Like, you know, he's not able to give me the complete picture of the event that happened sequentially. What he says is that at one moment there was a lot, there was some kind of noise, and then at the other moment he was out, and then when he got up, he was surrounded by dead bodies.
Good Lord.
So he knocked him out. Well, but he, I don't know. This is a Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, I said it's superhero type stuff. And... By the way, that poor guy, you imagine the survivor's guilt, and you lost your brother, and I don't, just get therapy now. And by the way, Boeing, get ready to write that dude a blank check, because that guy is going to need help for the rest of his life. And by the way, how about freaking Boeing?
How about Boeing?
My God.
They're on a roll.
Yeah. Well, remember we had the quality manager who did the whistleblowing on him. And remember about like all the serious defects and like he had told people like I wouldn't go up on one of these planes and then they mysteriously found him dead. It's like he was just like a few days into his legal testimony and they ruled it a suicide. Now we got another crash and look, let's wait and see what happened here. Maybe there's an explanation for it, but you know, some of this stuff is spooky.
What's scarier? If you are on a plane, takeoff or landing?
Takeoff. Yeah. I don't ever think about landing, but on the takeoff, I don't know. I always have that thought. And you know, this is like a really dark thought, but I always think about my kids.
Takeoff?
Yeah. I just always have that. Like, because most of the time I'm just traveling without my kids. And, you know, they've been through enough and have already lost one parent. And I don't know why. Whenever I take off, I always have that.
But not when you land?
No. Because they always say, like, if something's going to happen, it's on takeoff or landing.
Yeah.
Right?
Those are the two big moments.
Yeah, those are the two big moments. And I don't know why. It doesn't cross my mind when I'm landing. When I'm landing, I'm busy, like, oh, good, my trip's over, I'm done. But I think when you're just starting out for me, when I'm just taking off, and, you know, takeoff has some weird sounds. You know, you got the hydraulics and, you know, the landing gear going up and, you know, there's always that weird thought in my mind of, you know, we all right? And like, what would happen? And that's, I always go to that weird dark place. But then once you're up and you're cruising a little bit, then, you know, all that stuff goes away from
you. That's true, because landing, you've already had the full flight where nothing went wrong, so you feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
And you're probably thinking about, all right.
Yeah.
Now what am I, you're at your new destination.
Yeah, you got a call, or you know, do I need a ride pickup, or, you know, there's other stuff. But when you're first taking off, I don't know about you, but that thought goes through my mind on every flight that I take, especially lately because we keep having this crap.
Well, it was a Dreamliner, and those, I don't know if you remember, but that was the plane, one of the planes that whistleblower guy, John Barnett, warned of.
Yeah.
He warned people about, it was about a year ago, about the Dreamliner.
Yeah.
And his warnings were, they are not following quality control protocols.
Yes.
Well, we talked about it here on the program. John Barnett killed himself. Or did he?
Allegedly.
Well, guess what? That dude, did you know that Boeing just settled a wrongful death suit with his family?
Did they really?
Yes.
Over the suicide?
Yes. Hmm. They freaking killed that guy.
Allegedly.
And he was right.
Oh, man.
And here's a Dreamliner that just...
Just for seemingly was up and then just bloop, down.
Just unbelievable.
And you know what? Nothing will happen.
No. Nothing changes. They just pay people off.
Yeah. Well, remember, they had one plane that went down, and it was proven that they, remember, they didn't tell the pilot about the, there was some sort of sensor flap on it that could break off, and they didn't tell the pilot that. And, like, it was proven that they knew that this could happen, and the plane crashed and killed hundreds of people, and nothing happened other than writing some fines.
Well, I thought it was two of them that crashed.
Yeah, but one was specifically for this. I forget, there was a part of the plane where the pilot was not trained that this, that the plane had some sort of, like, auto, like, mechanism on it. And if something happened to that, the pilot would instinctually do one thing, and it was counterproductive because the plane was doing another, and it would cause it to crash. And they knew that that was a thing, and they never told the pilots. And that happened. The plane crashed, killed everyone, and nothing. No one went to prison. They just write a check, and they're like, oh, our bad, sorry.
That's crazy, man.
We killed some people. And nothing ever happens.
All right. Well, there's your hot plane crash talk for the day.
No bueno.
No,
but yeah, this
no
is
bueno
what someone
right.
said. Like, and this was my point where I said the silver lining. What happened there is better than plunging from 35,000 feet.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yes.
But they rarely plunge from 35,000 feet, right? Like, that doesn't, that really isn't much of a thing.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, but if you do have problems up there and something were to happen,
that would be the worst nightmare. But
yeah, like there was one I remember, like in the, it was over in France, like the plane went up, like the turbulent was so bad, and the guy thought he was pulling up, and he was pulling down.
Yeah,
and took it into a nosedive, and that one was from 30,000 feet, and that dude nosedived into the mountains. I mean, it's the stuff, I'm saying,
right.
like stuff like that. Obviously is I can't think of something scarier, and maybe these people, if there was a saving grace to their family, is maybe there wasn't suffering, or maybe they didn't have a full time to kind of realize what would happen, and then it's over.
Well, it's finally here, Jace. You've been waiting for it. I know you have. Don't act like you haven't. Are you ready for Ozempic penis?
What? Is Ozempic penis?
It's a thing.
I need to get on Ozempic?
It is a thing. You might want to. I've seen you.
Ooh.
That'll be next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
80 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive big truck on the road. I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise, I'm gonna kick a little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
If you do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
Boy, there is some really like disturbing details coming out. I was kind of reading through this. The like their head of transportation, whatever they're in India, you know.
What?
First off, he was smiling at the press conference, which was really, really uncomfortable. And he started off by saying, accidents happen. No one can stop accidents. And this is from legitimate Indian news sources now. They're saying that this particular plane had had multiple complaints and safety concerns. And yet, whatever their transportation board allowed it to keep flying. And now there's video of the flight before. So the same plane, the previous flight that it was on. Mm-hmm. There is now video of a passenger putting it out there saying that nothing on the airplane was working. I guess there was problems on the previous flight where basically the electronics on it, like everything went off.
Oh,
like
dear.
All the air, all the lights, all the screens, like there was electrical like haywire going on. And the dude was posting videos of it the day before, being like, dude, nothing on this airplane works. So this goes back to there were several complaints about this particular plane. And now there's video of this dude sitting on an airplane with a plane full of people all complaining that nothing on the plane works and that they're now delayed because nothing works. And then the very next day, the very next flight, the plane crashes.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, this is so early. No one jumped to any conclusions or anything. But, I mean, that is not a great look for the, I guess, whatever the transportation agency that runs the planes there in India.
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's just...
It's wild.
Yeah, that's some chilling stuff. And imagine, so this person that took the video and posted it, they're saying, like, this guy is, like, shook to his core. Imagine being on the plane, the last ride that thing took, having everything malfunction on it, being delayed, and yet somehow you walked away, and the very next flight, that thing crashes.
Crazy, man.
Good Lord.
Well, when you take Ozempic... You don't want to gain inches. You want to lose inches.
Lose inches, yes.
But now this is purely anecdotal, Jace, okay? But there are reports. A lot of people are saying that men are seeing increased penis size.
Oh, this is the old, for every whatever 10 pounds you lose, you get like a quarter inch on your ween because your fat shrinks away. I bought the cock and then I released it. Oh boy. There is really a drop for everything.
Come on, man. So, pressure's on.
Yeah.
Bitch.
we got a new bitch drop.
No, of course.
The skinnier you get. You
the first thought is you lose a bunch of weight. Of course, your D looks bigger.
Yeah.
Now you can actually see it.
Yes.
But this is on a Reddit thread. This is just people posting about it because somebody started a Reddit thread. It's like, hey, my ween's kind of bigger.
Yeah, look
at that. Everybody else is like, wait a minute, mine is too.
Well, that's what happened with Viagra, was like a blood pressure medication or something, and it didn't work for your blood pressure. People were like, dude, my hog. And then that's how Viagra came about. So maybe the Ozempic peen is the the next, hey, look at this. You know what's going to happen, because they're shots, right? Don't people, like...
They're shots. You get them, like, once a week, I think, once every two.
So you just put it, like, in your
butt.
Are you
on Ozempic?
Or
God, no.
That's how Will's so skinny.
No, I'm not a cheater.
So you shoot into your, I'm guessing, soft tissue, so your gut or your butt or whatever.
I just always assume if you're like steroids or Ozempic, your butt.
So you know what's going to happen is that someone's going to take the Ozempic shot right to the ween. Someone's going to be like, here we go, right, inject it right into there, boom.
So in a thread on the anonymous posting site on Reddit, one Redditor said that after 3 months on Ozempic, he lost a fair bit of weight, and now his junk looks longer. He asked if any other men had experienced the same phenomenon, and many said that they had.
All right.
And of course, there is no evidence these medications increase the length or the girth of your Johnson.
I'm going, this is strictly the idea of, if you lose weight, a significant amount of weight, your penis is going to look bigger. And that is a proven fact, like your pubis, the mongous pubis there or whatever.
When it's like I'm back in health class.
Yeah. When you lose
awkward
weight.
Mr. Socanic.
Yeah,
teach me more about the human body, please.
Hey, gross human anatomy 101 and 2 right here. Thank you very much.
One commenter said, "So that's an unexpected benefit. I used to joke with my wife that this was all bullsh because we would have noticed 2 extra inches. Turns out I did get it. It's when I'm flaccid. I was already pleased with what I had to work with, but that was definitely a nice, if surprising, confidence boost."
All right.
In another thread, one man on the weight loss drug detailed a similar story. He explained, "I've lost about 60 pounds in 4 months. The wife today told me that she thinks my dong is larger."
Yeah.
"From the meds."
Yeah.
"Could this be an unseen side effect?"
Yeah, this is just people getting skinny. A 60-pound weight loss is a lot.
In response, one female Redditor chimed in writing, "It does get bigger more with weight loss. I can confirm this with my own husband's weight loss."
Are there measurements? I need scientific proof.
Exactly.
We need
empirical data here is what we need. We need a double-blind study.
We need a circumference.
Yes.
We need a radius.
We need the protractor here. We need advanced math. You can't go off the fact of some fat dudes are less fat now and their wives like, oh, yeah. Plus, that might be the wife just, you know.
Pumping the tires a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, honey, am I? Oh, yeah. Honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I the best ever?
You're the king. You're the king, Tiny Elvis. This is fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Hey, you know, globally, average penis size has been trending upwards. Did you know that?
I did not. I thought, like, all the stuff was, like, where, like, men are doing it less, and we got, like, microplastic in our penis, and...
Well, that's all true, but that doesn't have anything to do with penis size.
But
penis globally,
size, we're getting bigger?
It is growing, yes.
Yeah, look at us.
Trending up.
Survival of the fittest.
But that's not necessarily true, because, like, gorillas have tiny penises. They're, like, the scariest primate there is.
Well, I feel like it would be inappropriate to explain my thinking here. I'm just going to leave it there.
That was very mature of you.
Yeah, I was watching a nature documentary once on the primates, and I guess the gorilla has like the tiniest penis in the animal kingdom. It's like minuscule.
Research shows that the average size of an penis in the United States has increased by about 24% over the past 29 years.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Just over the past 30 years.
Just walking a bunch of Tom Jones out there cruising around, getting after it.
The average used to be 4.8 inches. And this is fully, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It is now 6 inches.
Okay.
Is this kind of like athletes? Like, we just keep evolving to be better and better? Like, with new training?
Sure, yeah. Feels like it.
Bigger, stronger, faster, right? Well, congratulations to everyone now with their worldwide 6-inch penis.
Some of that is contributed to surgeries to cut the internal ligaments that support the wiener.
Yeah.
People do that.
Yeah.
It makes it longer.
And
there's also prosthetics.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Everything he says is a lie. But, he goes on his little podcast all the time now and just makes the most ridiculous claims known to man. But he's now claiming that he did amateur porn. And that he
was
had,
a stripper.
Yeah, that he was a stripper and did amateur porn and claimed that he had surgery that took 15 minutes and it gave him 3 inches on his penis. And he just makes like the most absurd claims. But yeah, apparently according to Ocho Cinco, you can have a 15-minute surgery and you can get 3 inches on your penis. Meanwhile, everyone immediately, is this true? Like Google.
Stephen A.'s face in that clip is hilarious.
Yeah, it was
like him saying it to Stephen A. Smith is the best part.
Yeah. He also claimed he lived at the Bengals facility for 3 straight years and that didn't happen. He just, Ocho Cinco's either insane or he's just doing bits at this point.
Both?
Or both, yeah. Yeah, he claims, though, stripper, amateur porn star with penile enlargement surgery. Or he could have just done Ozempic. But now, like, anyone that's got a weight problem at this point is trying Ozempic. I mean, that's like, but now there's like a whole thing of like the anti-Ozempic saying that like it causes like muscle mass and like bone loss and that it's like causing ulcers and yeah, there's all kinds of.
Just eat less, move more.
That doesn't work for a lot of people.
See, but it does.
Well, it does. They
if you
like
have discipline.
Yes. People don't like that. People just want to.
Yeah, you big jerk.
People want to take the shot.
I'm not a big jerk anymore. Medium jerk.
He's skinny jerk.
I've been eating ice cream.
You tubby ass.
Something about soft serve, man. Love ice cream.
God, I love ice cream.
Well,
too.
Who doesn't?
Been creaming hard recently. It's a problem.
Soft serve ice cream is, I know, that's uncomfortable.
What?
I'm not even going to tell Buck to clip that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just go ahead.
Oh, shut up.
It's not what you guys call ice cream?
It's called sports.
Well, in this next scenario, I think we know who ends up in jail.
Oh. Hello? Well, now I'm intrigued.
But you're going to have to wait.
It's a great
first
team.
Will with SportsCenter.
Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Primetime Clearwater, Florida. Okay, this is outside of Tampa.
Yes.
I'm told.
My former residence.
I've never been down there. Did you ever go to Oz Gentlemen's Club?
We were a Mons Venus crew. There's a lot of them down there. I'm trying to think if I ever went. I mean, that was a long time ago. I don't think I ever went to an Oz Gentlemen's Club.
Nah.
Mons Venus was the preferred of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so most of the time...
It's the famous one.
Yeah.
I've even heard of that,
yeah,
and I've never even been there.
Yeah. Go with Warren Sapp sometime. It's an interesting experience.
Boy, you could not pay me enough money to go to a strip club with Warren Sapp.
You probably should go.
I'm not going.
It's interesting.
Well, you could pay me. I do have a price.
Just for the...
No.
Just
no,
for the spectacle of it?
No. Strong, no.
I mean, I've been with guys that enjoy strip clubs, and then
no.
I saw him.
No. Strong, no.
And it's that was a different animal.
Didn't he lose a job for some bad purchases?
I think those were professionals that he invited to his room, and then it went sideways.
Well, but how would that go sideways?
Who's to say? Just saying, a handful of times, you know.
He wasn't the gift guy.
The gift guy.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you,
bring it above board, Will. No one knows what you're talking about.
I believe it was him when he was working at the NFL Network. He bought some gifts for some female coworkers.
Oh. It
would be very inappropriate.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know.
I can't remember if that was him or Michael
Irvin. He got busted.
Irvin.
He had some prostitutes that I think came to his room, and there was a pay dispute. And
see, that's what it, just to pay your bills.
Pay your bills.
Well, that leads us to Oz Gentleman's Club in Clearwater, guys, where a man went to Oz. He's 21.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in the back room, as men do.
Yeah.
And for those that are experienced,
4.7 stars, by the way, Oz on
Google. You know what happens in the back room. You get some private dancing and such. Well, he says he paid her $300 for
extra
sex.
Not just sex, but sex.
Yes.
Of all the things that you, things that have been said on this program, that's the word that you have to admit.
Sex.
Yeah. A deal was worked out for maybe some extras.
That's right.
By the way, it seems very reasonable.
Boy, I tell you what, $300?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? The cost?
Look,
if
that's what the going rate is for that at Oz Gentleman's Club, I think my guy probably got a decent deal.
Well, here's the problem. Here's what happened. He did not get the...
Yeah, there's no, what is it? Chris Rock has a song. There's no sex in the champagne room.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be sex in the champagne room.
Exactly.
There's not sex in the champagne
room. Everyone knows this.
Yes.
So this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, the clubs don't allow that.
Exactly.
You can get in a lot of trouble, and there's cameras, and that doesn't happen.
But he claimed, and by the way, she doesn't want to have sex with you.
Or sex. Certainly not. What are you doing, like Yoda? Are you...
Do anyway, he ends up calling the cops because he didn't get the search.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
He wanted the cops to get down there and sort this out.
This is like when
he's been wronged.
Every now and then you hear where someone like goes to buy drugs and then they're like, they get ripped off and they call the cops. They're like, hey, I was trying to buy some coke from this guy over here and he sold me baking powder instead.
Yeah, so he called the cops and the cops showed up and he said that the security people took his money.
Yeah.
Well, they did not.
No.
He paid her for, you know, like lap dances.
Sure.
And he says it was for and it wasn't. And guess who ended up in jail?
I'm looking
Any
here.
Any guesses?
I'm guessing my man name is Sultan here.
Sultan? Yeah.
Yeah.
I choked Coop.
I'm guessing this is the mugshot.
Yep.
That that he got. They got. What did they arrest him for?
He was arrested for... Because
it's not solicitation, because...
Guess what he was arrested for? He was arrested for misuse of the 911 system.
I was going to say, because he couldn't get arrested for prostitution because there was no prostitution.
It was false alarm and false information 911 call. So he only had to pay like $500 to get out, and he, you know, but not a huge deal, but they did.
But now everyone knows, like, hopefully he's not married.
Yeah.
Look, if you're going to get busted for prostitution, at least get the prostitute. Like, you have to go home and explain that, no, honey, I was only trying to pay. They took my money, but it didn't happen. Wow.
Yeah. But just imagine the frame of mind to call the cops. Be like, hey.
How horned up do you have to be?
I need you to get down here. I paid this girl $300 for sex, and I didn't get it.
I wonder if there was, like, was there a language barrier there? Or is it a cultural thing, you know, that didn't, that wasn't working, that wasn't working out?
Crazy.
I wonder if that is that a common occurrence? That can't be a common occurrence.
What?
Like someone
paying for that?
No. Someone calling the cop. That has to be a very unique thing. Because, you know, you always say, like, they're like, if you were to ask the cops, does this happen on a somewhat regular basis where people call for ridiculous things like this? Like, hey, that hooker robbed me.
Well, they did say he was really drunk. And slurry.
Yeah.
So.
We were a while back. I had a friend of mine had some work people in from out of town, and we ended up going out to an establishment, and I came out of the bathroom, and they said, "Hey, you need to get your friend." And I was like, no, I get it. He was way overserved. I said, we're leaving. And I said, I just had to run to the bathroom real quick. And they're like, well, yeah, we told him to leave. And he's trying to go in the kitchen because he thought the kitchen was the... He thought the door to the kitchen was the exit. So they were telling him, dude, you need to leave. And he's like, I'm trying to. But he wasn't trying to leave. He was trying to enter the kitchen. But in his mind, he was trying to...
Well, what's wrong with that?
He's trying to exit.
He's trying. He's doing his best.
I said.
How about you show him the door?
We'll be okay. So we escorted him out. We were like, hey, I think time to sit this one out. It all started because he refused to drink water.
They made him try to drink water.
Well, when we got there, he had been served quite a few. He was pretty drunk, and when we got in, definitely not his fault. So I went and I think I ordered, like, he's like, give me a beer. So I ordered two beers and I came over, and while he was drinking that beer, he was pretty sloppy and he wanted another drink. And the waitress said, no, like, you need to drink this water first. They weren't telling him, no, he can't have anything else to drink. They just were. She literally brought him a glass of water and said, drink this water and then I'll let you have another drink. And that was a bit of a problem.
Which, by the way, that is a terrible...
Yes.
I mean, like...
Yes.
What are you doing, lady?
I don't know.
Just cut him off.
Thank you.
He doesn't need another... Don't get him another drink.
Yes.
Here, have this water and everything will be fine. Doesn't really work that way.
So, it went downhill from there. And that was like, we need to go find... It's time to leave.
He wandered into the kitchen, eh?
So I thought to myself, and I said, let me go to the bathroom and we're out of here. Because it was going to turn bad. Like, he was not happy with the situation. And I was not prepared when I came out of the bathroom to be like, you need to get your friend. No, I get it. We're leaving. I just. Yeah. He's in the kitchen.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Hey, here come our Oilers. They have scored two unanswered goals.
I thought this thing was all but done.
Straight into the net.
Yeah, they looked like they were
right
cooked.
Past the pipes, huh?
But hey, maybe we get a series.
We'll get a series.
Well, so Florida goes up 3-1. Dude, stick a big old fork in the Oilers. They're not coming back because the Panthers are a wagon. They're really good.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else.
You're exhausted.
I am exhausted. I worked hard today.
You did.
It was a hard
that and the high kick. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
I brought it.
You started the show off with a high kick. I mean, you got to be careful at your age. Blow something
up. See
out.
How high I get on this?
When did you become high T, I mean, man?
I know, dude. It's all this synthetic testosterone I'm taking.
Who's that? You TRT, bro?
No.
That was a nice front kick. You doing some Muay Thai in the...
dude, I do zap kicks now.
Is that part of the ROP training montage?
Big Zumba guy?
Zumba? What's that?
It's the dance and workouts. You got to get the high kicks in, man.
Yeah.
Was that the... Who's the Zumba dude? The...
No, that's Billy Blanks.
Yeah, Billy...
Banks.
Billy...
That's Ty Bo.
Oh. Yeah. Is that still a thing?
I don't think so. People do like the... People do like cardio boxing now. There's an entire called like Titleist or something. There's entire like fitness clubs where you go in and like you. I think Buck was doing that for a while.
I think he was too. They're
were you going in what?
You like punch, interesting?
Yeah, they're like you punch back. Like you.
I thought he was boxing.
Yeah, but this I thought so too. And then I.
It's not really boxing.
No, because you're just punching it back. No one's punching you back.
Oh.
So it's boxing for people that want to pretend to box but don't actually want to learn to fight. You just punch a...
Well, boxing is a good workout.
Yes.
But if you don't want to fight, that makes sense.
Yeah. So you just, like, there's whole workouts now centered around, like bags where you, like, kick and punch them, but you don't actually have someone trying to punch or kick
you back.
Well,
these also aren't even that. It's like you play loud techno music and you air punch.
Oh.
And you air kick and you air knee. It was like
to the beat.
It was a 2-credit class at Central.
You're kidding.
It's PE credit,
you got
man.
2 credits for that?
You got 2 for archery.
Jesus.
Why wouldn't you get 2 for fake fighting?
One of the 3-3. One of the the strangest things, and Will can attest to this, and because we go to the same gym, sometimes we see each other in there.
Sometimes we spot.
Yeah, we spot. We squat.
We thrust together.
Yeah, bro.
Thrust. The gym we go to has a couple heavy bags, and there's dudes that go in there and they like have like a seizure on them. They're
getting out that frustration. Like,
and no one knows what they're doing. They just start.
There's just a guy windmilling at 5:30 in the morning that comes in there, and that's all he does for an hour. And there's not a good punch thrown.
No, it's.
Well, so what?
It just it's
makes him feel better. Probably yeah. saves his wife a lot of
yeah.
trouble.
Yeah,
you
there's
know?
No way he's married.
You know what I'm saying?
And then there's like we have one dude in there who's like a professional kickboxer, and then like that guy goes in there and you're like, ah, that's what it's supposed to look like. He just destroys that thing.
All right, everybody have a great night. Will, thanks for filling in for the fill-in.
Glad we could have a bullpen game today.
Tomorrow
we did have a bullpen game. Are you in tomorrow? Who's in?
I'm in on the afternoon. Schultz is in with you guys.
We are the afternoon.
Midday.
We he's on the midday. We have Schultzy tomorrow.
We got Schultz.
Your favorite.
Maybe he's wearing a headband.
I hope he does. I love that little guy. All right. Everybody have a great night. We are back tomorrow. 3-7 Think of Night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.